This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Silicon Valley has some explaining to do, as we all know, when it comes to how tech treats women. Uber and its recent turn in the sexism headlines is just the most recent example. But there is a systemic part of this, too. A survey by a Silicon Valley venture capital group last month showed that, no surprise at all, tech startups with at least one female founder wind up hiring more women overall, twice as many women, in fact, than companies with no female founders. So with that in mind, from Youth Radio, Grace Vaughn Brecky talked to some younger women considering careers in tech.
I'm at Hackbright Academy, an all-women's coding boot camp in San Francisco, where 22 women are learning the computer language Python. The walls are covered in cheerful post-its with handwritten notes that say things like, "You're amazing." Some women are even high-fiving each other as they solve problems. 26-year-old Camilla Miner is learning to code for the first time.
Where do the angle brackets go? Just here?
Yeah. Women make up only about a quarter of the tech workforce. But Miner thinks Silicon Valley's gender problem might also be an opportunity.
There is a big need for women.
She thought about going to college after emigrating from Brazil. But instead, Miner opted for the boot camp at Hackbright. It costs $16,500 for the 12-week course, an investment Miner hopes will pay off with an entry-level tech job.
We focus mostly on, being good enough. So there's going to be, no reason for anybody to bring up that, you're not a man and you're not good enough.
But Allison Scott, a researcher at the KPOR Center for Social Impact, says a recent study suggests that in tech, being good at what you do isn't enough.
We found that women experience significantly more unfairness than men.
Scott and fellow researchers surveyed more than 2,000 people who left tech jobs. Women reported the highest instances of being stereotyped, sexually harassed, and being passed over for promotions. Women of color had it the worst. All that unfairness leads to high turnover.
Unfairness alone costs companies a staggering $16 billion per year.
But the study found companies can save on turnover costs when they invest a little moolah in things like hiring an inclusion director and setting diversity goals. 25-year-old Danielle Olson got her bachelor's in computer science and engineering at MIT. Now she's getting her PhD there. She's basically a coding superstar, but she didn't always feel like one.
I really believed that I had to be Bill Nye the Science Guy to be successful in engineering or science, have his personality type, his interests, even the way he dressed and looked and talked.
Olson, an African-American woman, says when she got into MIT, some of her high school classmates told her she only got accepted because she was Black. She says it took years to feel like she belonged. Now, though, she plans to become a college professor and mentor others in computer science.
Kind of the more I learn about engineering and science, the more I realize how important it is that I'm here.
If you like it, then you should do it, regardless of gender.
That's Christy Dong, one of my colleagues at Youth Radio. In August, she's heading to UC Merced to study computer science and engineering. I ask if she has a plan to address potential sexism.
I'll tell them to stop because it's not comfortable and it's not appropriate. Do you think that you'll be able to just say stop and people will stop? And if they don't, what do you think you'll do?
Then I'm just going to suck it up and deal with it because I would like a job.
Christy, who's 17, told me that by pushing the status quo, hopefully the next generation of women engineers won't have to deal with the same struggles. In San Francisco, I'm Grace Vaughn Brecky for Marketplace.
Grace's story was produced for us by Youth Radio.